Iowans have weighed in, New Hampshire is next, and the presidential candidates will keep adjusting as the race changes. Something else is also changing this year in politics. Every 30 seconds, another young Latino becomes a voter. And that is the name of the reporting project we're launching today, Every 30 Seconds. It's edited by the world's Daisy Contreras. She starts us off with some history.
This is the first time that a campaign ad appeals to Latino voters.
Queridos amigos, les habla la esposa del senador John F. Kennedy.
The year was 1960. Jackie Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's wife, took to the airwaves with her own ad, urging people to vote, all in Spanish.
Viva Kennedy.
There were even political groups at the time called Viva Kennedy Clubs, made up of Mexican-American political organizers. And when you ask people about some of the first major moments of Latino political organizing, everyone brings up these clubs. The Viva Kennedy Clubs rallied and hosted fundraisers to get their issues out front. They had concerns about employment, school segregation, and housing.
So in this sense, it's the first attempt to create a kind of national Latino presence.
Ignacio Garcia is a history professor at Brigham Young University in Utah. He says these clubs galvanized a large number of Latino voters to help win states like Texas, Colorado, and Illinois.
You know, political and social leaders in each community begin to connect with each other. So this is where you see the first connections between different Latino groups.
Over time, the Viva Kennedy clubs disbanded. Some of the organizers remained active, though, but not behind Democratic or Republican candidates. They created their own independent movement that spread nationwide.
It attracts particularly young people. So they start having all of these people engage in the political process.
And then came a big boost in 1965.
Millions of Americans are denied the right to vote because of their color.
President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voter Rights Act of 1965. It washed away some of the voting barriers people of color faced. These were obstacles like having to take an English test or paying poll taxes. And several years later, the voting age was lowered from 21 to 18. Here's Ignacio Garcia again.
And that just opens the floodgates.
And if Latinos were not energized before, they were now.
So they go from community to community and they register people.
Registering people to vote while a parallel movement was underway.
One of the most important weapons, instruments in any cause, in any movement, is the picket sign. We wrote a song about this. It's in Spanish. We call it El Picket Sign.
Desde Texas a California, campesinos están...
Unions, farm workers were organizing across the country. This is Luis Valdez singing there, an artist who worked with activist Cesar Chavez. They all demanded better working conditions nationally. And Latino political representation got bigger. At the same time, immigration laws and enforcement got tougher. That pattern repeated years later, in 2006, when thousands of people protested anti-immigration laws in U.S. cities. People shouted, "Hoy marchamos, mañana votamos." Today we march, tomorrow we vote. Civil rights leader Janet Murguia declared,
"This country was made by the participation of its people, and today we are here to make our voice heard. Ayer rezamos, hoy marchamos, mañana votamos."
Even today, as we head toward November, groups are mobilizing to get as many Latinos registered as possible, especially as the number of eligible Latino voters grows. But it's not easy. The Latino vote is sometimes called the sleeping giant. Even though groups have pushed to mobilize Latinos to vote, participation remains low. That's something Antonio Arellano is determined to change this year.
We don't have voter registration campaigns. We have what we called culture shifting campaigns.
Arellano is with Jolt Action in Texas. He's part of a new wave of political activists testing how to get younger Latinos involved. One way is through what they're calling Poder 15. So the idea is to use quinceañeras, the big parties for Latinas turning 15, to register people to vote. For her big day, Genesis Ruiz, in a long sequin dress, stood in front of her guests and family. She thanked them for coming and told them she would vote one day.
I pledge to vote when I turn 18. Voting ensures that our stories and the issues affecting our communities are heard.
Ruiz then asked her guests to register at the booth in the back of the room. Arellano Adjold hopes that this is one way to get new Latino votes into the fold.
And this year, we're aiming to attend 500 quinceañeras in Texas alone. And we are ready to mobilize this key constituency that is thirsty for change.
Arellano and the quinceañeras, along with other grassroots campaigns, have just a few months to accomplish just that.
That's reporter Daisy Contreras for The World, and Daisy joins me now in our studio. She's heading up an exciting new project called Every 30 Seconds. Hey, Daisy.
Hey, Marco.
Welcome. So tell us more about the Every 30 Seconds project. What's it all about?
Well, Marco, as we said before, every 30 seconds, a young Latino who is eligible to vote will turn 18. That's thousands of potential new voters every month, and they could be a real force in this election.
So you're at the very beginning of this project, but what do we know about these voters you'll be focusing on?
More and more of these young voters are born in the United States. This means that they don't have to go through the same process that their parents or maybe their grandparents went through to become citizens and then be eligible to vote. What we want to drive home with this project is that this voting block is not a monolithic group. All of these young voters are, or potential voters, have very different backgrounds, very different experiences, different concerns, and more of them are also speaking English at home, right? So it's very different from what we've seen in the last 30 years.
You have spoken with several young Latinos, the ones that will be voting for the first time. What have you been hearing from them?
It was so great hearing from a lot of these young Latinos. Some of them are very involved in politics already, and some of them, this is the first time they're actually kind of thinking about going into politics. I found that many seem very excited. They're very pumped about voting for the first time. I spoke with Eric Torres Gonzalez. He's a student at Harvard College, and he's going to be a first-time voter this year. I told him about the 30-second statistic, and this is how he responded.
It's such a big statistic. Every 30 seconds, that's about, like, what? I can't even do the math, honestly, but it's just so many in an hour. And just thinking that I'm a part of that, it's something amazing. It's like you have a superpower.
And it's not the first time I heard the word superpower in a conversation about voting. That's the same word that I've heard from other young Latinos who are excited to vote for the first time. You know, that passion, it's great to be around.
Yeah, I mean, a vote is power. So, Daisy, what can we expect next with the Every 30 Seconds project?
Well, we're going to be working with reporters from different stations across the country, and they're going to be following these young people. They are going to bring us their stories, so we'll be able to hear those stories throughout this year here at The World.
Daisy Contreras is a reporter and the editor of the Every 30 Seconds project. To learn more about the young Latinos who could swing the outcome of the 2020 election, come to theworld.org/every30seconds. Daisy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.